Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour, Blur tailgate, Hilton, Omaha. And we've been here since 10 o'clock today, and we've got another 40 minutes, another hour on the streams, but another 40 minutes on the brick and mortar. So you can be a part of what we're doing with Austin Orman. Austin Orman, if you kind, sir, would please let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly. Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut. Not some types of meats and some types of cuts. Every type of meat and every type of cut. Their Omaha location, located 168th and Maple. Two of them are in Lincoln as well, 30th and Yankee Hill, as well as 84th and Havelock. Really appreciate them and their sponsorship of Old School.
It's been a busy day, and again, if you're looking for a place, you're going to come down this weekend, looking for plans this weekend, need to make Father's Day's plan for the weekend, do something extra, something special for your people, it's a great opportunity. You can spend between $79 and $129. June 16th, you can spend between $59 and $109. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, and it's meaningful, right? I mean, it's not,
that's Father's
not overly
Day.
Expensive, but that's a great Father's Day. Just hang out here, watch baseball, sip something cold, eat some good burgers and hot dogs, snack, walk around the village. Value. It's all there.
It's going to have interesting weather. And True. They're talking about maybe rain, maybe delays, that sort of thing. Well, I can tell you, the best place to be for College World Series tomorrow, if it's going to be iffy weather-wise, is under the tent here for Blur Events. Get here to the tent, post up, get fed, get your drink on, hang out with some people. They're all baseball fans. And we have figured out that we've kind of crossed the streams with the various alumni groups.
Yes.
And there's some commonality. There's something for everybody here. Like, I don't think... There's a full range of people, especially Blur Events, because Blur Events is like grown-ups.
Yeah.
It's not the rowdy. There's beverage consumption going on, but you're not in a chug fest. It's not maximum density.
It's not a frat party.
Right.
It's kid-friendly, but adult-oriented, I think is the way I would describe it.
Yeah.
It's people who know why they're here, to enjoy themselves,
yeah,
but not to do too much.
Right. I mean, yeah, the not too much part is important. So who would you pair up? So if we said the Kentucky fans are here, of the other seven alumni groups, who would you pair them with as the most like for people that would attend Blur parties?
They get the other basketball school.
They get the other basketball school. That is a fair.
They get Carolina.
That they get Carolina. The Blue Bloods of Kentucky are very similar to the Blue Bloods in Chapel Hill.
Sure.
100%. They accept their sports the same way. They make the same demands of their sport. Neither of them understand when football is a priority. They're not really sure how to act. And then for baseball, they're still trying to figure out, well, wait a minute, do we belong here?
Yep.
Like if this was the Final Four, their fans would be at home. It's College World Series. They're still trying to figure it out.
Yep.
That is a fair statement.
Yep.
Let's go to Tennessee. Who do we put Tennessee with?
Just looking up and down the rest of the list here, Tennessee, man,
I'm going to say Tennessee's baseball fans are very similar to Virginia's Tennessee fans.
Okay.
That,
and not just because they're both orange?
That's a big part of it.
Okay.
I mean,
I was going to say NC State.
Well, they're neighbors, first of all.
They are.
They're neighbors.
They are.
And they're familiar. They are not like NC State because they don't like each other. And they don't know why.
But
Virginia and NC State, even in the same conference, have the least rivalry of the two teams in the ACC in every sport.
They just disregard each other.
It's like, what? Oh, hey, it's NC State again.
Tennessee and North Carolina State just both feel like afterthoughts to me in their respective conferences. That's why I go that way.
Well,
I also think UVA is.
Well, you're never going to be able to drive through Tennessee.
Leaps
now.
And bounds ahead of Tennessee academically. So I don't want to
Tennessee
demean Virginia with that.
Tennessee, I have a lot of Tennessee family. I have mad respect for a place that will. Look, Tennessee football fans will stare Nebraska fans right in the face.
They will.
If we can get our
six. Just ask Jay.
But. Yeah, they'll lose, but they'll stare you in the face. Mm-hmm. Right? Common ground. Like, they've got their goats just like you have your goats. And that's how they look at it. In baseball sense, for the folks who come into blur parties, these are the iron claw drinkers of both of the fan bases. They are going to consume the most, and they're going to consume the same way. Matter of fact, when they go over to the buffet, their plates look the same.
Ah. There you go. I guess I don't have a great analog for Tennessee because – the other match that I feel really good about is A&M and Florida State.
Oh, 100%.
Very similar colors.
100%.
The whole Jimbo.
Oh,
thing,
they love each other.
The investment. Dang. So I think A&M and Florida State make sense to me. And then you're kind of left pairing up the rest of these fan bases. You can't put
Florida.
Tennessee and Florida together.
Right.
It just doesn't work like that. So then I'm left with, is it Virginia, Florida, or NC State, Florida?
It is not.
And I like the blue and orange connection. I like the blue and orange connection more so than just the orange connection. So give me Virginia and Florida crossing paths and Tennessee, NC State.
In Florida, Florida is like Virginia. In Florida, NC State. In North Carolina, NC State is not like Florida.
Right.
Here's – think Hootie.
Okay.
People who are listening to Hootie,
yeah.
North Carolina State.
State, yeah.
That's North Carolina State, like in full. So
not the Tar Heels?
Yeah, like, no, they resist. Like, it's a thing. So, yeah, but this is kind of the vibe here at Blur Parties, and it's been exceptional. Again, this is the crossover phase because there's the early game folks, and then the evening game folks are starting to cross over. The team busters are going back and forth for folks that – went to practice, to work out, to get meals or otherwise. And so this event has been spectacular. I wanted to switch gears for a second because I wanted to get into some of the business that was going on in place. That there, Governor Pillen made an announcement, and it was a statement. So I would love to hear your take on it. One, what was in it, but two, what your take on it was.
The announcement was that he signed a bill. I can't tell where this is at.
Right.
It's Husker Athletics adjacent.
Okay.
I guess it says Memorial Stadium in the tweet. So somewhere in Memorial Stadium, Jim Pillen stopped by and signed Nebraska LB 1393.
Okay.
It's an NIL bill, essentially. Okay. And the first thing you notice from the pictures, Amy Williams, Matt Rhule, Fred Hoiberg, Troy Dannon in the room.
But not there.
Kind of a big name missing. John Cook.
Oh.
I would also say Rhonda Revelle being missing. She's kind of a staple in that athletic department. I don't know what Will Bolt's plans are. I know he's just
Mark
in
Manning
Baltimore.
There?
No Mark Manning as well.
Oh.
Track might be Klepka and Bowling been pretty good as well.
The omission is a statement. So
it
okay.
is. So
okay.
there's that.
Okay.
Braley Keller, who we've had on the station a few times, sums up the bill this way. Four things that LB 1393 allows in Nebraska. Number one, it allows schools to facilitate deals.
Okay.
Number two, it allows schools to contract a third party. Number three, it allows athlete promo of a sporting event they're playing in. And number four, schools to pay athletes for NIL, according to the rules of the House versus NCAA settlement.
So to pay them for NIL, does that mean that Nebraska can hire a third party and enter the athlete into a NIL deal and pay the athlete directly via the sponsor?
That's what it sounds like. What it sounds like. What it sounds like to me is they'll play matchmaker, right? You'll have Nebraska sign a deal with this company. The company will say, hey, we want this athlete. We will pay you X amount of money for it. You will get this percent. Your athlete will get this percent if you deliver them to us. Let's make it happen, is my understanding.
So, but that leads me to lean a little, because doesn't that mean that these deals are university deals and not student-athlete deals?
I think it still leaves open the possibility for athletes to go outside of the university if they want to.
What if the university has a partner and the student-athlete wants to go to a rival?
Student-athlete's probably not coming. You know why? Because we've seen that happen before on the AAU circuit. Nike and Adidas place players. It's going to happen more and more.
I especially in the land of athletes who are worthy of NIL deals.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine Jordy Ball signing with Adidas. Mm-hmm. Or no, signing with Nike.
Well, she has a Mizuno right now.
And Mizuno says, we want you in Mizuno game shoes.
Mm-hmm. How does Adidas handle that?
I don't know. Mm. It appears to me like we're crossing streams again. And I'm here for it. This, you talk about the smoke, I'm here for the smoke.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Because then it'll be interesting to see where different schools and different companies draw the line, right? Softball is getting more popular, but softball doesn't move the needle as much as football, basketball.
But what does it do to volleyball?
But you can make
volleyball.
An exception for softball, do you make an exception for volleyball? Where does that line get drawn? Is that arbitrary, or is it based in some legal practice?
I'd love it because it's involvement in a space that certain people will say that we don't want other people, we don't want outside involvement. We don't governmental involvement. Let us do business.
Yeah.
I'm interested in how it plays out and how it plays out. And there's so many questions in play. And, again, every time somebody – I just wish the leaders would get under the same umbrella and make a decision.
Yeah.
And then let us follow it so that we can move forward.
See all that is so interesting because in the professionalization of college sports, they're missing the centralization of an NFL, of an NBA, of a Major League Baseball, who's definitely down the list when it comes to that. But – specifically college football, hasn't committed to go full NFL, even though it's taken a lot of steps that direction. Mm-hmm. College basketball hasn't gone full NBA,
right,
even though there are steps being taken in that direction. So then the question becomes, do we need a board such as it is, a 11, 12, 13-member board overseeing every varsity sport differently? Do we need one general NCAA board overseeing all of this? I think there a lot of times is administrative bloat. Almost too many hoops to jump through. You overcomplicate it. But at the same time, this is all new. If we have to have a strong central power get us off on the right foot and then diffuse power, maybe that's the way to go. But someone has to step up and take charge of this in some capacity.
Is the focus of NIL to make student athletes more money based on the name, image, and likeness? Or is it to make universities more money via name, image, and likeness?
Well, ostensibly it's student athletes. That's the simple answer. Do I believe it? Not always. Because if it was just about the student athletes, you wouldn't see schools getting involved, right?
You're good. Yeah. Find your size. There it is.
My man.
Yep. Find your size. Get it done.
Because if it was about the student athletes, it would take the form of something closer to, hey, if you have a deal with a company, put it in this database just so we know. Go about your business. Make sure that it's not, going to
be. But I thought we were doing that with Open Doors. I thought that was why you put it like.
That's what I'm saying. If it's just student athletes, that's where it is. But universities say, hey, I want a piece of that. I want to be in control of this.
That's how.
Let's get us involved.
That's how we got here.
Yep.
That's how we got here. Think about how much simpler this would have been if folks have said, hey, you know what? We should give you guys money. Like if you had said that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just set rules in place, everybody would have been happy.
Happier, at least, yeah.
Happier, mm-hmm. And now you've got the situation. So I find great. I really do. here's the question for you. You ready? I'm going to actually put your thinking hat on.
Oh, boy.
Ready?
Okay.
This will require, and you may need your pad and pen for this one. You may need pad and pen for this one, because I'm going to go through it.
Okay.
Since Nebraska has not, it's been a while since the College World Series.
05.
05. Since 05, if there is a list of players who you could put at each position who played at Nebraska, who would get this program to the College World Series, who would they be? Who would they be? And let's start, right? Let's start. Text line, join in, give us full opinion. So after 2005, so after that team, that you could put together a Husker all-star team, an all-time team, or at least the last 20 years, 18 years, that would get the Huskers to the College World Series because it will tell us how much investment would be required for Nebraska to play in the College World Series. It will tell you how good they have to be. And I don't think that's a problem. So let's start at third base. Gorilla Bear says Comine. That's fair.
He was. I thought he was pre 2005 though.
That's what I'd like for it to be. After 2005, for it to be 2006 to 2000.
Okay.
Well, you could.
How about this? How about I put Max Anderson at third base?
Perfect. And then be careful at shortstop because you could take away one of the great arms by putting him at shortstop, even though he may have been the best shortstop in the last 18 years.
Schwellenbach is going at short for me. I'm putting Bryce at second.
You're putting Bryce at second.
I'm putting Bryce at second.
Okay.
First base will be
Texas
Scott Schreiber.
Kodash at third.
Kodash? I'll take your word for it.
Hey, it's on the text.
Cody Ashy.
Cody Ashy. Okay.
Yeah, Ashy was pretty good. He's on the bench for me. I think Max.
If you're going to move players around, I think I should allow you to move players around, right?
So probably.
Let's say, hey Nick, we need you on this one. We need you on this one. This is where we're going to go because this is going to be fair. So
since 2005,
yeah.
If Nebraska could take an all-star team that would get them to the College World Series,
I'll give you
by
mine.
Position,
okay.
But after the 2005 team,
okay.
So
I've got Max at third, Schwelly at short, Bryce at second, Scott Schreiber at first, and Karen behind the dish.
I'm gonna go Lubach behind the dish.
Okay.
I would go Tanner Lubach behind the dish. I like Scott Schreiber at first. I also like Luke Roskam first.
Yep.
So I'm going to, just to be different from you, I'm going to go Roskam at first. Oh, man. Who'd you put at second?
I got Bryce Matthews at second.
Okay.
Do you lose anything by playing? Question. Max Anderson at second.
Yeah.
Bryce at short. Schwelly on the bump.
Yeah.
Because am I wrong in saying that Toronto Black's the best closer we've had in 18 years? Or no?
Raider.
Josh Raider was really good. Yeah.
Okay.
A healthy linesman.
I could also throw in the guy on the bump. How about Povich?
Yeah. Aaron Bummer, Dan Johnson.
Yep. A couple other honorable mentions. Depending on how you played it, you could put Max Anderson at first and then find another third baseman there, since he did play some first base last year.
Schreiber's bat was untouchable.
Yeah,
it was
really, really good. Ben Miller also had a nice bat, but certainly not to the level of Scott Schreiber. The outfield conversation is really interesting because do you go with defensive first, or do you want a guy that is solid in the nine hole?
Bombs.
I have two locks in my outfield.
Okay,
Aaron Polensky in right.
Yes,
and Ryan Bolt in center.
I like the Ryan Bolt a lot. Aaron Polensky, man, I would have loved to see another year of Aaron Polensky after 2021, but you also can't blame him for after he gets drafted by the Yankees to go. Ryan Bolt's a solid one.
There's another name on the text line.
Mitch Abeda.
I don't know. I mean, like, if you want consistency, Mojo is out there.
Is it Acker or Hallmark?
Yeah, Mojo gets, but like, he's the utility guy, maybe.
Yeah,
Hallmark's the utility guy for me.
Okay.
Or maybe Cam Chick as the utility guy.
Cam's
played everywhere.
Yeah.
Cam's my pop off the bat.
Can we the bullpen? A guy that threw a lot of innings for the Huskers. Happens to be in the building.
Yeah. I mean, KP, that if we're going bullpen, I think you can't get much better than KP, Schwelly. I would honestly throw in Colby Gomez. Like, I understand that I think his career, on top of Chad Lensman,
gets
overshadowed by the Trevor Boone home run. I think it does. I think you're going to take a guy that can throw 95-plus on the mound, I think, consistently.
If you're taking Colby Gomez, I will take either Jake Buns or Cam Wynn.
Buns is a name I'm surprised I hadn't heard until just now.
Buns is, once again, another guy that maybe gets overshadowed after 2021 Arkansas.
Yeah.
You could go Cody Frank.
He's down the list for me, but there. What's your rotation?
Gosh dang, because there's a lot of names that
remember,
you can forget about.
Your rotation has to get you through
5, 6, 7.
Regional, super regional.
Yeah. So I'll give four pitchers. There's so many from the early 2010s that you could miss, like Kubot and things
Kyle
like
Kubot,
that. Yeah.
Major leaguer.
So yeah. I'm gonna go with Povich, Sears. I think in some order. Povich, Sears.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. And that's the beauty of this. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break.
There was a lot of Saturday guys that were really good, but maybe not top four.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we will line it up officially. We will line it up officially. So you get to put up your lineup. Nick will have his lineup. Austin will have his lineup. Text line, if you have your input, now is the time to get it on the text line here. Old school DP, Austin, Nick from Blur Tailgate. the Hilton Omaha on 93.7 The Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.